Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to IDVAC Blog Talk Radio, brought to you by the Institute on Domestic Violence in the African American Community, in collaboration with the Women of Color Network and the African American Domestic Peace Project. IDVAC Blog Talk Radio is made possible by a grant from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Administration for Children and Families, Family and Youth Services Bureau, and Family Violence Prevention and Services Program. Now, points of view expressed in this program do not necessarily represent the official positions or policies of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. IDVAC Blog Talk Radio brings you rich conversations and education on issues surrounding domestic violence in African American and African communities.
This is Pastor Diane Young in Memphis, Tennessee, from the Healing Center and also the Healing Word Counseling Center. And I'm here with my husband, Dr. William M. Young, Sr., licensed professional counselor, marriage and family therapist, and clinical pastoral therapist. And we are here together tonight. Good evening, William.
Good evening, Diane.
And we are...
And the listening audience.
We are here tonight, William, to kind of talk about something that we find ourselves talking about during this season and this time of year, and it's the holiday blues. So I want to ask you, first of all, to define the holiday blues. What is the holiday blues?
Well, Diane, the holiday blues is a seasonal depression that we usually find around holidays such as Thanksgiving and Christmas, where people who are normally feeling happy and joyous, everybody doesn't feel like that. Some people are sad and blue.
Okay, and so we call that phenomena the holiday blues. Seasonal depression. And so, William, as we are talking about this tonight, as we're facing, we're just about into the holiday season, there will be those who will be dealing with this. So can you first of all tell us what are some of the key causes for the holiday blues? And let's kind of talk about that a little bit.
Well, there are many causes for the holiday blues. Number one is the pressure to feel merry. Do you feel joyous when holiday decorations go up and store windows fill with gifts? If you don't, take comfort in knowing that you're not alone.
So, William, let's talk about that a little bit. Now, the pressure comes from just people and then just the surroundings.
Well, the circumstances are during the holidays, everybody is thought to be happy, but there are so many people who are not happy around this time. The pressure to be joyous when you may have just come out of an abusive situation, remembrance of holidays past is another one. Consciously or unconsciously, you have a mental record of previous holidays. Your mood may be contaminated by the specter of sad holidays past. If your current life circumstances are unhappy, you may long for the happy days you once experienced.
And so what you're saying in that note is that sometimes those good old days...
Right. we remember, there are times when you... had good holidays. Growing up as a child, we had some good days, and you begin to remember them, and they contaminate what's happening to you presently. And then remind us of loved ones who are gone. That's the reason why unresolved grief, we need to go through the grief process and and to deal with those losses so that we won't spend too much thinking about family members and friends who passed away.
Yeah, but William, I know this is somewhere where we kind of talk a lot about, because we're getting ready here in Memphis for our citywide grief and remembrance service.
Mm-hmm.
And we do that. This is the seventh one that we've done here in Memphis, where we give people an opportunity to talk about their losses and to actually kind of deal with them, because losses is a big piece of this holiday blue phenomenon.
Yeah, you're reminded of loved ones who have gone on. And you were talking about grief. Grief unresolved produces sickness.
Mm.
And now, grief and mourning are two different things.
Mm-hmm.
Grief is what you feel on the inside.
Mm.
Mourning is the actions you take.
And so this is that process that we are talking
about
the time.
See, mourning is grief gone public.
Where people see you go through this process.
Well, not necessarily they see, but you do.
But you,
you
do.
Have something to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
You have to work through those stages.
Mm-hmm. And I do want to go back to that to mm-hmm. some of the stages, but I want to look at a little bit more at some of the
Another one is loneliness.
Mm-hmm.
Holidays can be dramatically lonely if you don't have a significant other.
Mm-hmm.
Additionally, separation from families,
mm-hmm.
You know, emotional or geographical,
mm-hmm.
Can be particularly painful at this time of the year,
mm-hmm.
at
mm-hmm.
the holiday time of the year.
During the holidays. Mm-hmm.
And then there's the financial hardships.
Oh, my.
One of the joys of the holidays is to give to others. But if your finances
mm-hmm.
are not are limited at this time of the year, you feel insufficient, as though you're on the outside looking in. You can't buy the gift.
You can't get what you want to get them.
Yeah.
And I think parents feel that pressure sometimes. And they begin to feel the anxiety, because the holiday blues contains a lot of anxiousness where, you know, how can I? How can this be possible? And things like that. So the financial, I remember years back
mm-hmm.
the idea. I remember one Christmas in particular, I would have done anything just to be sure that the kids would have something.
Yeah.
And it was such a pressure. But we didn't know the name of it, because back in those days, that was 35 years ago.
Yeah.
But now we have a name for it.
And Diane, you need to keep in mind that around this time of the year, there's pressure on everybody. And so sometimes domestic violence, comes out of these situations.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
you
mm-hmm.
know.
Because of the desire and the
yeah,
need.
Yeah, I mean, it that's not the reason for
right.
domestic violence.
Right.
But I'm talking about the pressure.
Uh-huh. The pressure can lead,
to
domestic
yeah,
violence,
yeah.
and that's
mm-hmm.
that is a way to look
mm-hmm.
at it.
Mm-hmm.
And William, when we're talking about, you know, there's an acronym, SAD. That acronym is used when we're talking about this holiday blues.
Well, usually during this time of the year, there's not much sunshine around, and so when we talk about SAD, it's seasonal affective disorder.
Mm-hmm.
During the winter months, there's a relatively loss of sunlight in the winter months,
uh-huh.
and so your holiday blues will be exacerbated by limited sunshine.
Uh huh. And so even the lack of sunshine
right.
contributes. It's a contributing factor to those who, and some listeners may be saying, wow, you know, I never thought about the fact that the, you know, we've gone from one thing with the daylight saving time, and now it's darker, and right now we need something else.
One of the ways to deal with that is to take some time to get some sunshine.
Take some time.
Yeah, take some time, you know, during your day. To get some sunshine or be in some lighted place.
Some lighted place.
Mm-hmm.
William, I want to give a number. There may be those who may want to comment. We sure would love to have some comments tonight as we're addressing the holiday blues, as we're approaching this season of the year. It's kind of important that we actually talk about this. But if you'd like to make comments or even have questions, the number here tonight is 855-234-9131 or 347-327-9611. Either one of those numbers will do. Again, 855-234-9131 or 347-327-9611. We'd love to have your comments and love to have you call in and talk to us a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So, William, as we continue to talk about this, how can those who are listening, who want to deal with this, how can they start working now as we're getting ready to go right into this season? How can they help?
Well,
give us
some ways to effectively beat the holiday blues.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, it's okay to feel what you feel.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't feel as happy as you think you should, don't fight it.
Mm-hmm.
Forcing feelings that aren't there will only make matters worse,
mm-hmm.
and there really aren't any shoulds about it.
Mm-hmm.
So learn how to go through those feelings, but you know, just keep moving.
Yeah, you can't stop because if you stop, that'll
right. But knowledge will help you if you know some of these things that cause it,
mm-hmm.
and you don't allow yourself to get caught up in the hype of spending more than you have,
mm-hmm.
for Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Oh boy,
be realistic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's very difficult, especially
learn how to say no.
Okay. And so, give us a couple more things that will help.
Well, another one you were talking about, SAD,
uh-huh.
seasonal affective disorder.
Mm-hmm.
Seek sun and endorphins.
Mm-hmm.
If you find yourself feeling blue, be sure to get at least 20 minutes of
mm-hmm.
sunlight each day.
Mm.
This isn't always easy when the winter weather hits, but do your best.
Uh-huh.
And don't forget to exercise.
Oh, boy.
Keep that body moving. Both sunlight and exercise help to fight any chemical causes for your holiday funk.
Oh, and so, William, what you're saying is, and hey, we are high on exercise, but I don't know how often we do what we need to do. The body,
especially,
with the body moving.
Especially during around the holiday times.
Uh-huh.
You know, normally what mm-hmm. we do is we eat a lot, drink a lot,
mm-hmm.
and just lay around, but you need that body to be moving.
Got to keep it moving.
Keep
oh,
it moving.
Boy. And William, now, during the holidays, we are moving. But you're saying we got to have structured exercise and we got to, you know, move ourselves and make ourselves.
Well, I don't want to put a whole lot of weight on the structure.
Mm-hmm.
Do some walking.
Uh-huh.
Do maybe 20 or 30 minutes of walking per day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because
mm-hmm.
some people are not physically able to do it.
Gotcha.
But if you keep the body moving.
Mm-hmm.
Then it doesn't allow the body to, the holiday blues to really take hold. I know I used to walk about 4 miles a day.
Mm-hmm.
and days when I felt bad.
Yeah.
I felt better after I walked.
Yeah, well, we found that out today.
Yeah. Well, walking is a good, safe exercise.
Mm-hmm.
See, the body is intended to move.
Mm-hmm.
It's not intended to just stand still.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so, if everybody, mm-hmm. we want to put mm-hmm. that in our to do list, and don't make it anything. William said, don't make it something that's going to cause you pressure.
Don't put it. See, we're trying to eliminate pressure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so, don't make it anything you got to do, shoulds and oughts.
Gotcha.
Yeah, we're not dealing with that.
Okay.
And another thing, too, is help somebody else.
Oh, boy.
It's hard to feel down while you're busy helping somebody else.
Mm-mm.
Volunteer at a soup kitchen. Wrap gifts for unfortunate kids. Or spend time with an elderly relative or friend. Instead of feeling gloom, you'll find yourself experiencing what the holidays are really about. It's giving to others.
Yeah. And so as we continue to talk about this, want to invite any callers. We would love to have comments from you tonight. The number to reach us and to get in on this conversation, 855-234-9131. If you can just remember that number, that's the toll-free number, 855-234-9131. That's 855-234-9131. And William, as we continue to talk about things that can be done that will help lessen this holiday stress, anxiety.
Help
to beat it.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have any more suggestions that we
are looking at? Another one is to create your own traditions.
Mm-hmm.
Contrary to popular opinion, there are no rules about how you should spend your holidays.
Mm.
So if old traditions bring up unhappy memories, then start some new ones.
Mm.
If you don't have family, share the holidays with good friends.
Mm.
Don't wait for them to include you. Make them welcome in your home instead.
I got
you. If cooking a Christmas dinner feels like a drag, do brunch.
So don't just get caught up in doing stuff.
Tradition.
Just break out and do your own thing.
Create
your own tradition.
Yeah, if you're going to a synagogue or to a church service, it dampens your spirit. Have your own worship service outdoors, at home, or wherever you wish.
You know, and William, I guess it can be kind of sad, you know, if you, especially on years when you've had, this is the first year that you not have your mama, you not had some members of your family. It's very difficult.
And widows and widowers who lost their husbands. You know, we understand that that's a very difficult time.
It's a very difficult time, and so it's you're telling them that there is a way to get
through
this.
There are some things to do rather than just sitting around and feeling sorry for yourself.
You got to do something differently.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And now, any more things that we need to talk about?
Another thing is to stay busy and avoid unstructured time.
Mm-hmm.
If you know the holidays are difficult for you, why not plan ahead and minimize your difficult feeling?
Mm-hmm.
Try to fill your calendar with fun events.
Mm-hmm.
Too much time spent alone may bring you an old familiar place, and that's down, feeling down.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Here's the most important thing you can do to beat those blues. No matter what's happening in your life, think of the blessings that you have.
Mm.
Taking stock of all the positives in your life, right here and now, can go a long way toward ending your bah humbug mood.
And so, William, when we're trying to be sure that you don't turn into Mr. Scrooge or Miss Scrooge or any of those people during this great season, because it is an incredible season. You know,
we don't want you to experience these blues, and these are some ways to beat the blues.
And William, now, in some cases, people are going to feel certain ways, but the thing they've got to do some things to counteract is what you're saying,
right,
when these feelings come, because
yeah,
feelings are something
and,
that will
and,
come.
And like I said, don't try to make yourself feel anyway.
Mm-hmm. You just
allow yourself to feel.
Allow yourself. Wow. Right now, as we continue to talk about the holidays and trying to get you through them even before they start, because we're sitting on the brink of them. A matter of fact, my husband, he's trying to find his holiday music because I think that's his tradition, is that he keeps that music going, and the music can be refreshing as long as you. You know, you don't get with this, get in certain moods, you know, and sometimes, and the day will come,
mm-hmm,
William, when we, after you've had losses, that you will be able.
Well, those are some good memories for me.
Can I remember the cakes and the pies and everything?
I remember some things, but I'm so busy until I don't have time enough.
Mm-hmm. And that's one thing that we have done during the holiday seasons, and
mm-hmm,
we've done that over the years,
mm-hmm,
remained busy during the holidays because they can be difficult. And
with a little bit of planning and forethought, the
mm-hmm
holidays can be wonderful.
Mm-hmm. They really can.
And not because they are supposed to be,
mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm
you can make them that way.
We can make them that way.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we are talking tonight about this phenomena, I'll call it, the holiday blues, that,
mm-hmm,
that has a tendency to come to many, many homes and many, many lives. And tonight we want to help you get through this place where you experience these
and
holidays.
And there are probably many people who may be listening who are feeling that way.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight, and
mm-hmm
we invite your call.
We do invite your call. And so, William, some of the other things that you can do is not be in denial when we're talking about this thing with the holidays.
Well, you got to acknowledge your feelings.
Mm-hmm.
If someone close to you has recently died,
uh-huh,
or you can't be with your loved ones, realize that that's normal to feel sadness and grief.
Right.
Okay to take time to cry or express your feelings. You can't force yourself to be happy just because it's the holiday season.
Uh-huh. And that's a part of that pressure that you were talking about earlier.
Right. You got to acknowledge your feelings.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the only way to get through them is to acknowledge that you're having. That's part of the grief process.
You gotta let yourself feel the pain.
You gotta feel the pain.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And
then you gotta reach out now.
Mm-hmm.
Mayo Clinic says you have to reach out. If you feel lonely or isolated, seek out community, religious, or social events.
Mm-hmm.
They can offer support and companionship.
Wow.
And then volunteering your time is a good way.
Yeah.
And we have Feeding the Hungry.
And
that's something
we haven't done in the past,
yeah,
but this year we're going to be feeding the homeless. And, I mean, we're all excited about it, and it gives everybody an opportunity
mm-hmm
to give back. And all over communities, there are opportunities to,
mm-hmm,
to give back. So we encourage you to make some phone calls, find places that you can go, and even if you've lost a loved one and have people that are not here this year that have
mm-hmm
been here in the past, it's a good idea for you to go on and
mm-hmm
and utilize that energy, put that energy in someone else's life.
Yeah, another thing Mayo Clinic says is to be realistic.
Okay.
The holidays don't have to be perfect or just like last year. As families change and grow, traditions and rituals often change as well.
Yeah.
Choose
yeah.
a few to hold on to and be open to creating new ones.
Mm-hmm. So, in other words, William, you're saying that some of the, and you always say this anyway, is that sometimes our expectations are just unrealistic.
Oh, yeah.
And so if we come away from that place and stop being unrealistic and start being real.
Well, you got to do some things.
Mm-hmm.
For example, if your adult children can't come to your house, find new ways to celebrate together, such as sharing pictures or emails. Videos.
And now that's a good idea. And William, you think about it, when it comes to that, I know that I'm kind of difficult when it comes to wanting to leave out on the holidays, you know, thinking everybody has to come to us. But it's kind of been refreshing a couple of times not to have to cook and to go to somebody else's house and put my feet up under their table because with it just being the two of us, we just created a different kind of environment, and that has helped us as well. And sometimes that is one thing that we want to encourage everybody who's listening tonight. Start moving around. Don't just be thinking that it has to be my way or the highway, because it doesn't necessarily have to go your way. It can be bigger, and I guess we got to stretch ourselves. That's what I'm saying. Stretch yourself and be willing to change from what you've done in the past, because what you've done in the past may not be fitting for this year.
Then we have to set aside differences.
Uh-oh. So that means we got to forgive some folks.
We try to accept family members and friends just like they are,
mm-hmm.
even if they don't live up to your expectations.
And we talk about that as well, how families get together at the holidays. And that's the other thing, William, I guess we need to realize. We don't have to tolerate family all year round.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we can kind of not spend a lot of time all year round, but there are certain parts of the year that you do have to. You have to spend a little bit of time with them. And it's not but out of the whole year, you got Thanksgiving and Christmas, and maybe one or the other, or maybe both, but we're still talking about a total of about 8 hours. And we spend many more hours than that with people on our job that we don't necessarily gel with.
Well, you know, if you spend that time, you can get to a place where you can learn how to just accept a person, even though they don't live up to your standards.
That's right. That's right.
Stick to a budget.
Don't spend what you don't have.
Before you go get the gift, decide how much money you can afford to spend.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you know, over the last couple of years, that has kept us, and I would sit down and write down the name and how much I'm going to spend on each person.
Mm-hmm.
And when I go there, I know what my limit is.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, that has caused that has helped my blues for the holiday and kept me from feeling anxious, because I knew what I was going to get and I knew how much I was going to spend on each and every individual.
Yeah.
That's a good suggestion.
Yeah, don't try
as well.
To buy happiness with an avalanche of guilt.
Yeah. And William, as we think about it, and many of you think about this now, most of the time those big gifts that we get those children, we get them the biggest gift, the best gift, paid so much for it, and they'll go in there and they'll play with the dominoes.
Mm-hmm.
Or they'll get one little domino and play all day with that one little thing.
You better ask them what they want.
Ask them what they want.
Just give them the money.
And stick with that. And don't try to you know what your budget is like, so don't overdo it. That's going to keep you out of this place called depression. Because that's what holiday blues can lead to.
Oh, it can.
Mm-hmm. And so, William, when another thing that we probably need to suggest is that when, I guess we just did suggest that, when you get ready to go shopping, be sure that you've got a plan and that you stick with that plan.
And then try some alternatives sometimes donate to a charity in someone else's name. Give homemade gifts. Start a family gift exchange. And then the next thing is to plan ahead. Set aside specific days for shopping, baking, visiting friends, and other activities. Plan your menus, and then make up your shopping list. That'll help prevent last-minute scrambling to buy forgotten ingredients.
Yeah, and that's for those of us who are cooking those dinners and getting upset because we plan everything that we have to do. Because the main thing that we're trying to do, we're trying to keep from going through depression and having the arguments. And William, you talked about the fact that this is a time where domestic violence is extremely high. It's extremely high during the holiday seasons because stress is high, anxiety is high. So we want to keep stress and anxiety down so we can enjoy our time of sharing together.
Learn how to say no. Saying yes when you should say no can leave you feeling resentful and overwhelmed. Friends and colleagues will understand if you can't participate in every project. It's not possible to say no when your boss asks you to work overtime. Try to remove something else from your agenda to make up for the lost time.
And so when you say that, there will be times that we won't be able to do everything because that will help us get overwhelmed.
Yeah.
And that's the one thing we're trying to avoid as far as trying to get away from these holiday blues, is that we want to avoid being overwhelmed, because if we get overwhelmed, it's going to be a problem. So, again, hope you are listening. Hope you are taking notes and that you are being helped by what we're talking about tonight, which is the holiday blues and the seasonal depression. We've also talked a little bit about that. And we're going to talk a little more about this right here. And then I really want us to talk a little bit about grief, because that is one of our main concerns during this season. So, William, anything else? I know you've been dealing with a lot of suggestions.
Take a breather.
Mm.
Make some time for yourself. Spending 15 minutes alone without distraction may refresh you enough to handle everything you need to do.
And
this reduces stress by clearing your mind and slowing your breathing and restoring your inner calm.
And William, talk a little bit about how important breathing is. How important is that?
Well, breathing is very important. The way you breathe has a lot to do with your health. You need to take these deep breaths from your diaphragm, deep breaths and slow. And that endorphins are released in the brain, and it gives you a calmative effect. That's very important. Some other options are taking a walk at night and stargazing, listening to soothing music, getting a massage, reading a book. And then lastly, seek professional help if you need it. Despite your best efforts, you may find yourself persistently sad, then that may mean that there's something a little bit deeper. If you're plagued by physical complaints, unable to sleep, irritable, hopeless, and unable to face routine chores, you may need to see a mental health professional.
Wow, and there's nothing wrong with having to needing counseling. You know, there are people that just can't get through a certain place because it's just a difficult time, difficult season.
Yeah, all of us need some help from somebody.
Again, the number here tonight is 855-234-9131. We sure would love to hear from you. The other number, 347-327-9611. If you would call those numbers, we'd be able to hear you talk about your holidays and the things that you've done to try and get through those holidays. Tonight we're trying to get you to take control of the holiday and don't let the holidays take care of you. We want you to recognize those triggers, things that may be coming at you, and you may need to say, whoa, whoa, whoa. When you feel that financial pressure coming or the demands that come at us and you start that meltdown, then you need to have a way of stopping, walking, breathing, doing the different things that we talked about here tonight. And William, one of the things that has caused us the greatest pain during the holiday season is when we have lost a loved one. And when we talk about grief, I just like you to give us kind of a definition of what grief is, so we'll know if that's where we are, that's where we've landed during this season.
Well, if you have lost a loved one, those feelings that you have, many different types of feelings, sometimes anger, sometimes confusion. Mm-hmm. It's a set of emotions that results from any significant loss. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be a death. Mm-hmm. It can be a change in location. It can be a job loss. Mm-hmm. But it's based on the attachment theory that whenever you attach to anything, whenever you lose that thing or that person, you grieve as a way of healing. Now, there are four stages in the grief process. Mm-hmm. The first one is to accept the reality of the loss.
Mm-hmm. So talk a little bit about that.
Well, it's hard sometimes to accept the fact that they left and went to work, and they tell you that they had a heart attack at the job, mm-hmm. and you saw them this morning, but this evening they're gone. So sometimes we go into denial.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we try to slow the grief process down by keeping the clothes, and many people are in a state of shock.
Mm-hmm.
But it's normal.
It's normal.
It's normal, it's natural, and it's necessary.
Grieving is.
And the second stage is you have to experience the pain. You can't get over the pain unless you at some point allow yourself to feel it.
And some of the things that we do to keep from feeling the pain.
Well, we take a geographical cure, like we'll get away. Sometimes we'll keep the clothes, and sometimes we won't let people in the room that they used to be in. I know when my father died, I used to wear his coat,
mm-hmm.
as a way of slowing down the process. I mean, I felt better.
Mm-hmm.
I felt close to him.
Yeah.
And then the third stage is you got to learn how to live without whatever and whoever you've lost.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a job you lost, it still feels like being fired. And so there are a lot of confusion.
And then the holidays, that could really be rough.
Yeah. A lot of people are carrying a lot of pain.
Uh-huh. And so you've got to learn to live without.
Got to learn how to live without it. Like some wives take care of all the business affairs. So if the man is left, he has to learn how to take care of the business.
I got you.
Yeah. And she, and vice versa, may have to learn how to mow the lawn.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah.
Okay. And again, we are talking about the holiday blues, and one of the contributing factors that we have found is unresolved grief that can contribute a whole lot to this holiday blues phenomenon. Now, William, learn to live without, and you said there were four stages.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
and the last one is when you reinvest that energy that you had in the deceased back into another living relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that doesn't mean you guys to get married again. So it's simple. It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But it does mean that the living and the dead don't exist on the same plane.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can't continue to have your energy in somebody who is not here. You become sick a lot of times.
And even if the situation is a divorce, you have to remove that energy.
Some people never get over it.
They never move away from that place.
They need professional help.
Even when it comes to a divorce, because
mm-hmm.
what do you lose in addition?
And when you lost a child, and sometimes suicide. Suicide is a special kind of grief.
And once again, we're talking about the holiday blues, and we've gotten to this place here because we're dealing with one of the main contributors of it, and that has been the loss through grief of a death or a divorce or just losses. And the number for you to comment, 855-234-9131. And we're talking right now about grief and how it contributes to this thing called the holiday blues. And, William, as we continue to talk about the holiday blues, we made some great suggestions tonight about the different things that you could do. Now, when we're talking about the grief, one of the things I heard you say is that we've got to get to a place where we allow ourselves to feel. And I guess that's what you were saying when you said in the grieving process, that goes hand in hand.
That's when you're trying to, you know, we try to avoid the pain.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes we do that through alcohol
mm-hmm.
and substances.
Uh-huh.
And then we start off trying to alleviate the pain, but it becomes a habit.
Mm-hmm.
And so you get messed up that way, too.
And then you find yourself in a different place, and that's another place where you just don't want to be
right.
or you don't want to end up.
That's when you might need professional help.
Absolutely. Again, tonight we have been talking about the holiday blues. We spent some major time trying to get each and every person who may be listening to us to a place where you can get this holiday started because it is almost time. But we also want you to realize that there may be some challenges that you will have as we go through this season. And it's not necessarily going to be an easy season, but it will be a season. And if any of you have any comments or want to call in, we absolutely welcome your calls tonight. As we approach, William, the 7:45, or the 8:45 if you're in Eastern, but if you're in Central, we're approaching 7:45 right now.
We want to thank Dr. Oliver Williams
absolutely.
For allowing us this platform to share such a significant piece of information.
Absolutely, William. And the work that that has been taking place through what Dr. Williams has done through the Institute, African-American Institute of Domestic Violence, it has been incredible. And his legacy is just phenomenal, and we salute him.
He's done some great work.
Great work.
I know in Memphis, when we met him, I think it was 2001,
mm-hmm.
He was doing domestic violence the Southern style.
Mm-hmm.
And then we joined him in 2002, and we did the first faith-based
mm-hmm.
Domestic violence module.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, we've had him at our national conference on the Black Church and suicide, and he's dealt with suicide as a result of domestic violence.
Absolutely. And William, I think what I really like about the program that Dr. Williams has done, he has taken all of the factors and everybody can stay in their lane, and we always still meet. You know, when we're talking about what we're talking about tonight, holiday blues, and talking about grief and the things we go through during the holidays, somewhere along the line in somebody's life, domestic violence will play into that the feelings that people have felt during the holidays. You know, you guys.
I know it's one of the major problems here in the city of Memphis.
Absolutely.
Domestic violence, of course, a field.
Mm-hmm. Well, I looked at many times once you have you get to this place of grief as a result of domestic violence. We had an incident just this weekend. We were down the street doing a week a panel discussion, all kind of police officers and everything, and two blocks away, before we could even get out, a young man had come to the store and in front of her kids shot a young lady. And William, here we are, holiday season, and we still have the same kind of behavior. So all of these emotional issues, they all play and they work together. And
this need to control.
Mm-hmm.
Need to control.
That's right. That's right. And tonight we want to encourage each and every one of you in this area as we get ready to go into the season. Well, we're already there, honestly. The season where they said 'tis the season to be jolly, and where we're saying joy to the world and all the good music sounding.
Everybody's not happy.
Everybody's not happy. Remember that, and don't try to force happiness on everybody, and don't be upset because everybody. Now everybody's not going to be Scrooge, and there's no need to go that to that extreme. But at the same time, you can't expect folk to be where you are. Remember,
well, I say get some help.
Uh-huh.
If you are experiencing this to the extreme,
mm-hmm.
and none of these things seem to help, I
mm-hmm.
say get professional help.
Absolutely. And William, some of the things that you have shared tonight, you've talked about the fact that some of the key causes and that people need to look out for is that there will be pressure to feel Mary,
mm-hmm.
which you said.
The key
William,
word is pressure.
Pressure, and you have the right, and that's what we need to say to every person. You have the right not to be Mary.
Mm-hmm.
You can still flow,
yeah.
but you don't have to be way up there. And as we remember holidays past, we need to be realistic about
create
that.
Create your own tradition.
Create your own tradition. Reminder, there may be things that remind us of loved ones. And William, I've learned something about that, and that is that you will always feel sad when you know they're not there. But at the same time, you won't have this intense desire or need to allow that pressure
mm-hmm.
to take you out because you remember.
But you got to live.
You got to live.
It's not time for you.
It's not time for you to go. You still have something to contribute.
You may feel these things.
Yeah.
But
feelings will change.
Yeah, yeah.
If you just let that go over you like a wave,
mm-hmm.
let that wave pass. And then, William, we talked
good.
About the loneliness.
Yes.
That many people will be feeling.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about the finances. Now, be sure you make a big note on your calendar about your finances.
Yeah.
The financial hardship, do not allow that to take you out.
Now,
stay within.
Commercialism is pushing people to get in debt.
Yes.
And they'll be paying for it all year long.
Wow.
Just for a few moments. A few hours.
and you look and you say, yeah, I shop for 2 months,
mm-hmm.
and this is all happened in the last hour, and it's just sort of like a wedding.
you just do it smarter. See,
yeah.
Instead of just operating off of just feelings,
mm-hmm.
operate with some logic.
Got to have some logic, and William, you suggested that we get sunlight during this time,
yeah.
even though it's pretty dark outside because it is the winter months, and we're headed to the winter months. We're in the fall, late fall. But these winter months, as they come in, and it will be winter by the time we get to Christmas. The weather will change, but we need to spend some time because there will be some sunlight.
And then sometime there are places where they have artificial sunlight.
Mm-hmm. And that's even okay as well. And William, you talk about the endorphins. You want to see those endorphins released, and you want to get the chemicals flowing and get them all flowing in the right way. And one of the best things that we can do this season is to help somebody.
Mm-hmm.
A songwriter back in the day, one of those old black songs, used to say, "If I can help somebody
mm-hmm.
as I pass along, if I can cheer somebody with a word of song, then my living will not be in vain." And that is one thing that we want to ask every person to see: who can you help?
Yeah.
And what can you do to make a difference in the lives of others?
It'll make your life worth living.
Mm-hmm.
You see, you find purpose mm-hmm. in helping somebody else.
You find purpose. That's where we get our purpose from, as we are able to help others. And we talked a little bit. One of the things that you can do, you can check out Mayo Clinic. They've done a lot of work in the area of holiday, preventing the holiday stress is what they just call it what it is, that is stress, and this stress can also be depression.
Well, yeah, it can be considered what we call the blues.
Uh-huh. It can be it. And don't be shy about reaching out to others. Don't let pride get between you and what you need to do as far as not being isolated. Even though you say, "I don't want to be bothered this year," don't allow yourself to be isolated. You must do something as far as taking care of yourself, and that includes others. No man or woman is an island. William, you talked about once we get this budget, don't step outside of it.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of stick with it. That's what...
You'll be happy you did it next year.
Because you won't spend the whole year playing for last Christmas. I remember back in the day, we actually did that. We spent every year thinking about the next Christmas and paying for them.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess now we don't have the little babies anymore.
Yeah.
But I think our children have learned from us.
Yeah, they learned some things.
Yeah, that you have to go on and do what you got to do, and that stick with it.
It's a
write it down.
It's a maritime of the year for many people.
It
but
is,
not for everybody.
But not for everybody. And William, I'm just trying to sum up everything that we've talked about so people will hear us. And I think one of the things that we didn't say that we got to try and maintain some healthy habits.
Yeah.
And you may have talked about that as we get ready for the holidays. That's where we gain a lot of our weight.
Mm-hmm.
We do a lot of unhealthy things during the holidays.
There we go. Gonna start off New Year's and losing the weight we pick up during
December.
Holidays.
Mm-hmm. And it takes us longer than January to finish.
We never do.
And we never do because we start off on our diets. But the best thing for us to do is to get some healthy habits as we're going to these holiday things. Don't be eating everything. Don't go overboard on the sweets. And we got to get some sleep. We can't stay up all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to get some regular activity. I think that's what you've been saying over and over again. And, William, I really want to push this thing of breathing because I'm hearing more and more talk about how important breathing is.
So important just for your general health.
Mm-hmm.
Just those little breaths that you that are not deep abdominal breathing are not as good for you as those deep breaths are.
Mm-hmm.
Because you get more oxygen to the brain and to
mm-hmm.
other parts of the body.
And it can slow down
a lot of anxiety.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people who have panic attacks,
uh-huh.
you know, they breathe just
rapidly.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. You learn how to breathe, you can cut down on anxiety too.
And I noticed that one of the things that you are careful to do many times when you're doing your workshops with people who have stress and burnout is that you take them through the breathing.
I do progressive relaxation. I do the breathing, the deep breathing.
Mm-hmm.
And do some guided imagery that will, take them down the elevator to the beach.
Mm-hmm.
But I learned that because at one point in my life, I was burnt out.
Yeah.
And so I had to learn some things to help me.
Yeah. And, William, I think those things is a good note to end on, because I remember those days, because even though not too many other people knew about how that you were burning out, I did, because it was something that affected all our lives. But there were things that you had to do in order to survive, and it was really three basic things that you did that if everybody here, that may help them through the holidays.
Well, I had to learn how to say no.
That was your first thing. You had to learn how to say no.
I was doing the right things, but I had no sense of how much I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I was working on a doctorate. I was working on a psych unit. I was pastoring a church, and it was so much stress during that time until I had a little bout of depression myself.
Mm-hmm.
And so in the process of coming back, I learned to set limits for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned, secondly, you got to express what's in you to another human being.
Mm-hmm.
And, so many people keep it bottled up.
Mm-hmm.
But find you a friend, find you a therapist or somebody that you can really just be naked before.
Right.
Be able to just say what you. And the last thing you got to learn is learn how to relax.
Learn to relax.
Learn to relax. Now that, when I say that, it's not just simply, it takes a lot to learn, because, see, you learn how to be uptight.
Mm-hmm.
That's a learned behavior.
That's a learned behavior.
Yeah. So it takes some time to learn how to relax.
Learn how to relax. Hey, listen, I hope you got that. You've got to learn how to say no. You've got to learn to express your feelings to another human being.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got to learn how to relax. Hey, we have definitely enjoyed doing this hour with you tonight. My husband, Dr. William M. Young, Sr., myself, Pastor Diane Young, and we are from the Healing Center here in Memphis, Tennessee. We're located at 3885 Tullahoma Road. If you know people in Memphis, Tennessee, let them know that we will be continuously serving this area through counseling. We want to thank Dr. Oliver Williams, and we want to thank each and every one of you who tuned in with us tonight as we have talked about the holiday blues. Hope something was said here tonight that will help you. God bless you, and from myself and my husband, Dr. William M. Young, we say Merry Christmas, have a great one, and let that time that you... God bless.
Well, that's it for today's show. You've been listening to IDVAC Blog Talk Radio, right here every week at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. IDVAC Blog Talk Radio is brought to you by the Institute on Domestic Violence in the African American Community, in collaboration with the Women of Color Network and the African American Domestic Peace Project. Visit us on the web at idvac.org to find out more information about our guests and presenters, and to download podcasts of previous shows of IDVAC Blog Talk Radio. Until next week, be safe.